I am the architect. I created the Matrix.
Shall we play a game?
Here we are again. It's Saturday morning. In a country that cannot feed everyone, who cannot provide housing to everyone, who argues about providing health care to people that can't afford it. And yet, what's the story of the day? Yes, the 13 Russians that were indicted for meddling. M-E-D-D-L-I-N-G, meddling. They were not indicted, at least according to what I read, for having an impact on the election. But it looks like what they did was take some ads out in Facebook to try to influence the American people. So what? We've known for a long time, I've talked about it on this show, that people run Facebook ads from other countries to influence things they believe need influencing. It has been reported here in as long as a year ago that we determined Russians spent several hundred thousand dollars running ads on Facebook. I talked about it just a few days ago. Why are we so surprised? Facebook has over a billion users, and most of them are outside the United States. Facebook makes its money by selling ads. Should we be surprised that people that subscribe to Facebook run ads that support their own personal beliefs? Now, regardless of what the mainstream media says, there's no causation between this indictment and the election. There's not even some proof that anybody saw these ads. And all that information is available. Facebook tracks how people see ads. And if Mueller's team is so good at cyber warfare themselves that they can't ascertain when someone else runs an ad from another country on Facebook, then they must have a good enough team to track. Now I'm going to look at an article, and there's, you know, the media is full of the articles, but let's look at what they really say here. The latest indictment does not focus on the hacking, but instead centers on a social media propaganda effort that began in 2014 and continued past the election. Began in 2014. Well, the first thing, if the FBI or whoever Mueller is talking to has been aware of this since 2014, why didn't they already do something about it? Why, over 4 years later, are we now indicting these Russians for running ads on Facebook or some other social media? Now, the article goes on to opine, speculate, that is, that this Russian group had the goal of producing distrust in the American political process. Well, of course they don't know that. I don't know why they're running the ads, but let's assume they're running the ads because they think Trump would be better president than Clinton. Let's assume that they're running ads that didn't tell the truth. Would that be such news for ads? Have you watched any ads lately? Do you watch the political ads? Do you watch the ads that Clinton runs or Trump runs or the Republicans runs or Democrats runs? And if you can find the truth in some of these ads, then please send them to me. They are opinions, and in many cases, unfounded. Now, Trump himself, according to the article, by the way, goes on to say, Trump himself has been reluctant to acknowledge the interference. See, here we go again. I don't think Trump has said, hey, they haven't been running ads, but there's a big step from running ads to interfering in the election from a causation standpoint. It's Facebook, by the way. Who believes things on Facebook anyway? But Mueller and his group of saber-waving lawyers, they're happy now. They now have indicted 13 Russians for something that was started over 4 years ago. Now, nothing in the indictment alleges that any American knowingly participated in the Russian meddling, but everyone will draw their own conclusions, including perhaps that Trump or one of his unwitting associates funded it. But Mueller says they know who funded it, and they attribute it to a Russian. And they give the Russian's name, and they say he is the guy. It's somebody named Yevgeny Prigozhin, Yevgeny Prigozhin. He is a wealthy St. Petersburg businessman. Maybe he wanted to get Trump elected because it was to his benefit. What is wrong with that? Is there some restriction on running ads in our country? If there is, I can tell you a lot of companies should be restricted because we have a lot of false ads being run in the country. I can't watch 20 ads without seeing at least 18 of them to be totally false, made up, no evidence, no foundation. But this gentleman, Prigozhin, according to the indictment, he has ties with the Russian government and President Vladimir Putin. They can't let it go. Even though there's no proof of these ties, they want to imply that Vladimir Putin used this wealthy St. Petersburg businessman to run these Facebook ads in order to help Trump get elected. But wait, it started in 2014. Wasn't that before Trump started running for president? You see, the great thing here is Mueller has got some success. Now, to me, the success is trivial. It's a molehill that we're trying to build into a mountain. And the mainstream media from MSNBC to Morning Joe are going to do it. They are going to take this Russian indictment, and in a short period of time, it will be bigger, taller than Mount Everest. Oh, and by the way, our Attorney General Rod Rosenstein said in the same article I'm reading, this indictment serves as a reminder that people are not always who they appear to be on the internet. He could have actually said, this indictment serves as a reminder that people are not always who they appear to be, period. Who doesn't know that there are people on the internet that use false identities. Facebook and the internet go around the world. We probably use false identities when we're looking at cyber defense. Now, the Mueller probe does go on to say that the surreptitious campaign was organized by the Internet Research Agency, a notorious Russian troll farm. What is that? A notorious Russian troll farm? Trolls. Trolls, they come out from trees and are little ugly-looking little people, right? That the indictment says sought to conduct information warfare against the United States of America. Here we go again. Oh my gosh, the English language and these writers, they want to create a problem. We have bigger problems than somebody running ads from a foreign country on Facebook. That's not a problem. It's a situation. A problem is we have people that can't afford their own health insurance. That's a problem. We have a problem that some pharmaceutical companies charge astronomical rates for drugs. That's a problem. We have poverty. Go down to your inner city and drive through some of the streets. That's a problem. Running a few ads on Facebook in support of Trump, or running a few ads on Facebook in support of Clinton. So what? It's the new world. It isn't going away. The internet is global. If somebody is doing something in another country that I don't like or I'm against, I can run an ad. Oh, you say, oh, that's illegal. No, I don't think running an ad is going to be illegal. There may be some archaic law that's broken by that. But I'm not meddling. I'm running an ad that expresses my belief about who should or should not be elected. Mueller announced a guilty plea from a California man who unwittingly sold bank accounts to Russians involved in the interference effort. What in the world does that mean? Do you sell a bank account? I got $5,000 in my bank and I sell it for like more? I wish I could have done that. See, we never get any details. We just get more of the Russians are coming, the Russians are bad. They're trying to undermine America. I've heard it for 50 or 60 years. In my opinion, it drives us to spend money in areas that don't need money to be spent in. Let's see how the Russians do on poverty. Maybe we could have a poverty race where the countries are pitted against each other to see who can eliminate poverty first, or who can have the best healthcare system in the world. Let's have races that have positive and meaningful finish lines. And the article goes on to say, the election meddling organization, looking to conceal its Russian roots, purchased space on computer servers within the U.S. looking to conceal its Russian roots. Well, it didn't conceal them too well. In fact, we've known about it since 2014, according to the Mueller probe. So the concealment must not be very good. But see, the way the article is written, these are bad people. They're trying to conceal what they're doing. They purchase space on computer servers. When you run an ad on Facebook, by the way, you're purchasing space on a U.S. computer server. That's what happens. You may not know this, but when you use a Gmail account, you've just leased space on a U.S. server. Which means if you're in another country and you use Gmail, you're leasing space, more than likely, on a U.S. server. That's how it works. That's why you get the run the Gmail for free. But you sign an agreement. Essentially, you're leasing space on Google servers. But the way they've got it written here, wow. How many ways can you say the same thing? They ran ads on Facebook. They purchased space on computer servers. That goes without saying. That's a necessary condition of running an ad on a Facebook. And created and controlled social media pages with huge numbers of followers on divisive issues such as immigration, religion, and the Black Lives Matter movement. Created a social media page. Anybody that's listening on Facebook, we create social media pages, and yes, we can get thousands of followers. So what? Most of our followers don't even read our Facebook posts. I've got 1,000 followers, and I don't even use Facebook that much. I don't even know where my followers come from. But the way they write this, it's some horrible thing. Look, they ran some ads on Facebook. Let's get down to, do we have a pimple, a boil, or a broken arm? It's a pimple. How many ads did they run? Does the probe tell us that? No. How many people were influenced by their ads? Does the probe tell us that? No. Does Mueller know? No, they don't know. It's a waste of time. Oh, and then they bought political ads supporting Trump. Okay, I guess that's against the law. And they mentioned one ad that was run, and it reads like this. Join our Hillary Clinton for prison 2016. And Donald wants to defeat terrorism. Hillary wants to sponsor it. Now, I don't know how they were able to determine that ad was actually run by this group in Russia, but I don't consider that very compelling at all. If that ad were run 1,000 times, I seriously doubt if one Republican would vote for Trump because of that ad. See, we have to look at causation. We can't just look at, oh, they ran a couple of ads and therefore the whole election was thrown in one direction or another. That makes no sense. Not when the other sides are spending hundreds of millions of dollars of advertising. If anyone knows advertising doesn't work, it's the Democrats. How much do they spend? Anyway, the indictment goes on, and it takes a molehill and makes it into a mountain. I just don't get it. I'd rather they disband the entire Mueller probe and take the money and give it to the poor. Give it to people who do not have enough money to eat or cannot afford housing or cannot afford tuition. I don't know whether the probe is costing $100 million or $200 million. but it's costing substantial sums of money. I've heard in excess of $100 million already. The law is not cheap. Here's one of the last quotes in the article that I thought was telling. Again, I don't know where they came up with this, but apparently it was in an email. And it's from one of the Russian people who were involved in creating these pictures and posts. Her name was Irina Vikarovna Kravzina. She wrote a family member, quote, "I created all of these pictures and posts, and the Americans believed that it was written by their people." Well, for openers, of course, that can't be right. This person, Irina, does not know, has no evidence at all that the Americans believed that it was written by their people. Is that? Okay, so I stopped for a minute and took a look at the other articles that are on this subject, and it's an assumption. That's speculation. The only thing she knows for sure is that she created some pictures and posts and put them somewhere on Facebook or some other social media. That's all she knows. It's likely she doesn't even know if anybody saw it. But did anybody change their mind because she put these posts up? That would be the acid test. And as usual, there is not a single person who has came forward and said, "Gee, now, I saw that particular ad that Irina wrote or someone else wrote, or the ad that's referenced in the Mueller Probes article where they talk about ads, and that ad changed my mind. I changed my vote because of that." God, if that were to happen, the advertising people would love it. They would like someone to say that their ads work. But if you're watching much TV, how many ads do you see a day? 100? Most people don't even remember the ads. Yeah, we see the Coke ads because we see those 150 times a day. Or watch NFL football. But I believe most people will tell you during a political campaign, they get turned off on the ads because the Democrats say the Republicans are stupid, crazy, wasteful, and dangerous. And the Republicans, for the most part, say the same thing about the Democrats. So, having said that, the ads are probably not influential on either side. I don't know of any Democrats that change their mind because of Republican ads or vice versa. There may be a few. But the Mueller probe, as I've said it before, is just a waste of time and money. Sure, there are going to be indictments. Why? That's what lawyers do. They're going to get indictments. What's going to happen? Nothing. Are we going to ask these people from Russia to be extradited to the United States so we can try them in a court? If we do, it's just stupidity. I'm going to stop for a second, and I'm going to come back in real time and go over one other article. I am back now, and I read two more articles, but they pretty much say the same thing. And the writers move between Russia did this, Moscow did this, some Russians did this. But again, it's just a mountain. It's as if we don't have anything else. It's more of the Russians are coming. The Russians are here. The Russians now have us in a cyber warfare. You know what's going to come up next? Just watch for it. The FBI, the Department of Justice, and maybe even the Mueller probe will want to create a massive cyber warfare department. Maybe even appoint a five-star general in charge of it. Now, I know we've got some appointments already on cyber warfare, but the Democrats won't be happy unless we have a $50 billion department with 25,000 employees to combat it. Because why? Well, intercontinental war is over. The Cold War is over. And as competitive as Americans are, we're looking for another war. Now, the cyber war is pretty good, because apparently no one gets hurt except for the people that might go to jail. But we don't drop any bombs on anyone. And it may be a big job-producing activity. But the biggest thing it does, the biggest thing about the Russians are coming, the Russians are here, the Russians want a cyber war, the biggest thing that sells that is fear, uncertainty, and doubt. And that's what some politicians, and in my view, the Democrats are always built, and the Republicans occasionally. But I can understand the frustration in trying to communicate the details of some of these sophisticated issues to 250 million American people. It's not easy. Digital cyber warfare is complicated. If we were to state cyber warfare in terms of the Russians ran a few ads as opposed to meddled in our election, it might be easier for people to understand. That's not going to happen. With all due respect to the lawyers, they're taught to abide by and think like lawyers. Most of us aren't geared in that direction. So my feelings are still the same. The Russians are coming. The mainstream media, MSNBC, Morning Joe, and even Democrats are going to make a mountain out of this molehill. And while we're doing that, all the real issues won't get addressed. I wish Trump would just get up and say, look, they ran a few ads. So what? I'm busy working on our infrastructure, poverty, and other important things. Let somebody else worry about the ads. Or let the American people know what's the cost of these probes. And let the Americans say, is it worthwhile that we spend $100 million or $200 million in these kinds of activities? Then argue or pay farmers not to grow food, or argue about allocating money for health costs? Doesn't make any sense. That's all for today on this Saturday, February the 17th, 2018. Have a good week. And I'm going to be podcasting more because there are just too many mountains that are being created out of a few molehills. And we need to have some common sense, cut those mountains down to size, and work on things that are going to make this country great. Signing off, Robert Sherwood at webtalkwithbob@gmail.com.